This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back live on Grant and Danny. Let's go to the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. That's where we find George Perry, who's a professor of sports management, School of Business, Christopher Newport University. He spent 22 years in the sports industry, including as a VP strategic marketing with the Redskins, which is why we wanted to have him on live on The Fan. George, thanks for the time. It's Grant and Danny in D.C. How are you?
Doing great, guys. Thanks for having me on.
We appreciate you. So why don't we just go back to when the team changed the name from Redskins to initially the football team several years ago. What were the biggest reasons why they actually changed the name?
I think, the underlying reasons first were some of the pressure that, that they started receiving from the Native American groups. But I think the final kind of nail in the coffin, or the thing that finally convinced them to change the name, was when several of the sponsors started receiving pressure to disassociate themselves with the team unless the team changed the name. So you had FedEx and other companies that basically said, hey, if you don't change the name, then we're gonna drop out as a sponsor. And that was a lot of money. And so I think that was kind of the final straw there that convinced them that was the business decision and the best business decision that they could make.
Before we get to the permutation of what might happen if this thing changes, that was at a certain time when the climate was X. I don't know how to quantify it. You probably do. But now it seems like the climate is different to some degree. I'd love for you to talk about that difference.
Yeah, I think at that time it was very much a cultural issue, and so that was kind of the driving force behind it. What's happening now is this becomes more of a political issue, which creates different challenges for companies that might be deciding whether or not they want to continue to associate themselves with the brand if the name were to change.
George Perry, who was once the VP strategic marketing with the Redskins, joining us on Grant and Danny. Agree or disagree with this premise? I have long thought that if Dan Snyder was not the owner of the then Redskins, they would not have had to change the name. And I look around, I know it's very different, but there are some similarities. I was just in Atlanta. They were doing the tomahawk chop whenever Braves came to the plate at the All-Star game, and the Chiefs do that. And there are other teams with various names. But I have long thought, you look specifically at Fred Smith, who you mentioned, FedEx, was at odds with Dan Snyder in a knockdown, drag-out fight as a minority owner who led the charge in getting some of those companies to come together to force the name change as part of his war he was waging on Dan Snyder. Do you agree with that premise or no?
It's hard to surmise one way or the other, and here's why I say that. You could have had a different owner than Dan Snyder that would have kind of succumbed to the cultural pressure much earlier. and would have decided that in the best interest of the team and the team business to change the name earlier. I do agree with you that the reason Dan Snyder changed the name was not due to cultural issues, but was more due to financial pressures he received from FedEx particularly, and I know they were having another kind of feud at the same time. So I could certainly see why that would be a thought of why Dan Snyder changed the name, but it really would have depended on the owner and the underlying research that they had at the time as to how it was impacting ticket sales, sponsorship sales, and merchandise, et cetera.
Which is a great point. It's a good answer. I guess what I've always thought is his comment to the USA Today years ago where I'm never changing it, all caps, his general attitude where he was basically trolling and challenging, saying over my dead body essentially, was actually not helpful. In addition to the fact, just with how not liked he was, and it was a really easy guy to wage war with because everyone was going to be on your side. And if there was a more liked owner, I'm just hypothetically saying if Josh Harris was the owner then, maybe it goes differently. Maybe they also you mentioned, well, perhaps they would have changed sooner and Snyder dug in longer. That's possible. But the flip side of that, in my opinion, might be a guy like a Josh Harris. Like, I know people advocated in the dictionary when you looked up Redskins, it was, pejorative. Like, you could have worked to make the second definition a team name or done more with Native Americans way before they did. I just throw all that out there.
Yeah, no. Like I said, it could go either way, and a lot of it that does depend on first and foremost kind of the personality of the owner, and then myself as a business person, I would want to look at the business side of things. And I remember, quite honestly, I had recently left the team when Dan Snyder made that statement that he would never change a team name, and somebody asked me, media asked me if I believed he would ever change it. And I said, not until there was a financial impact. And that is basically kind of what happened. But that was based on the personality of that particular owner. I think he was really dug in and did not believe that there was anything wrong with the name. But when it became a financial issue, he elected to change that. And so we would have to look at, owner by owner to determine kind of how they might react to that situation.
Professor George Perry, kind enough to give us a few minutes here on Grant and Danny. All right, so let's, we wake up one day, an announcement is made, the name is back. What happens from that moment on? Sort of walk me through the branding, the change, sort of what would happen. What would that mean in terms of a boon, net loss, et cetera? What would you predict?
So I think maybe we want to look at it from two perspectives. If we're looking at it from the team, I would make the argument that right now the team, I have no idea whether or not this could actually happen. I'm not a lawyer, et cetera, not a politician, but let's say it does happen like you have, mentioned. Mm-hmm. At that point, hopefully we've got a plan B, right? First and foremost, right, the most important thing is this stadium. And so it sounds like, well, let me back up. Okay. If this happens, then that also probably means the stadium's going to go through, I guess. Right. So it really depends on whether or not, the stadium deal goes through. If the stadium deal goes through, and you change the name, then you're back to where you were when we were switching over to Commanders. You've got to flip everything. You've got to flip, the merchandise. You've got to flip all of the signage. You've got to flip all of the advertising, all of the website stuff, the jerseys, everything that's got a logo on it, it's got a name on it. You have to switch it, and then you have to reignite a marketing camp behind that particular name. So you're starting from square one, not quite square one, because obviously there's already some brand equity with that name, but I've upset fans who bought Commanders, jerseys last year when the team got hot, and now all of a sudden they have to go and buy Redskins jerseys again. Maybe they pull out their old ones. So that would be kind of the situation there.
George Perry, VP Strategic Marketing at one point with the Redskins here on Grant and Danny. Your experience from a marketing standpoint and just your expertise now as a professor of sports management, School of Business at CNU, do you think this is actually realistic or even a non-zero possibility? I mean, I think I've frustrated a lot of people today by being somewhat dismissive, But the owners have told us the ship has sailed. They've told us to move on. I mean, every step of the way, this has just been people screaming and shaking their fist at the sea as the waves are coming in. I know that the president getting involved and the stadium deal hanging in the balance could change that. But do you really think that this is a thing?
So what I would have to do here if I were with the team is look at it as a possibility, right? And make sure that we're prepared for any type of situation. So internally, we have to say, okay, what is more important? Getting the stadium deal done or, sticking to our guns and keeping the name, as we've said several times, the Commanders. And again, as a business person, I would ask my lawyer, hey, can a politician force a private company to change their name? And I imagine there's probably some First Amendment issues there. But that said, I can't be naive enough to think, the president of the United States has some influence, and it is possible that that influence could impact the DC councils, the way they're thinking about the stadium. It could impact how consumers think about the Redskins or the Commanders brand. It could impact Congress, and they could take back control of that situation. So there is always an outside possibility that some, for some crazy reason, if we want the stadium deal, we could be forced to change the name. So then we say, okay, do we want the stadium deal bad enough that we would change the name? Or would we make sure we have a plan B and a plan C, which would be to go to Maryland or Virginia in that case and keep the name the Commanders? And again, it'll come down to business. It'll come down to which is going to be best for our brand long term. Because if in a few years, the culture shifts again and everybody's against the name, then are we going to have to change it again? So we've got to look at the short term impact, the long term impact, get another read on our fans, get another read on our business. And then, make the best decision for the team and the business.
Yes. So what you just said is kind of my greatest fear, frankly. And look, the name Redskins, while I don't think it's coming back, I wish that was still the team name. Just for my, if I just get a vote and get to hit a button, that would be awesome. I've moved on. I don't think it's reality. I don't think it's ever coming back. But having said that, the part that when everyone says like, oh, it's so cool, if he gets the name changed, great. Hey, I don't like the precedent of just because this time you like the change, we're all just going to be okay with the dictation of let's change the name based on what the federal government says. But number two, I'm just going to pick a name here. I'm sure a lot of people will be annoyed, but the last few days haven't been that fun for me either. Huh. So like if Pete Buttigieg is the president in a handful of years and he wants, he's running on these three things plus changing the name back to Commanders, like where are we? How does this not become just a pendulum swinging thing every 4 to 8 years?
Yeah, absolutely. And that is something that the ownership has to think about, which is why I think, the ownership is going to be, again, this is now kind of moving, not that it wasn't always somewhat political, but it seems like this now is moving more from a cultural issue to a political issue. And, as a team, we want to steer away from that. We want to be as neutral as possible and try not to get in kind of that involved in that firestorm and that back and forth. And truthfully, the Commanders is a fairly neutral name, at least, in the eyes of a lot of people. So you're right. I mean, that would be a challenge, and that would be something that we'd have to consider.
What outcome, and whether it's, a fraction of a percent realistic or, the most likely here, and obviously you're not like looking at all the books and things like that, but what is best for business? Like what outcome should, business folks in this Washington front office or team presidents and the like, what should they be hoping happens here? Like what, What's the way for it to be maximized going forward?
Well, first of all, I think they're probably a little frustrated because probably thought this was more or less behind them.
Yeah.
they had a great season last year. They seem to have a quarterback of the future and people seem to be getting on board with the name. There's always going to be some holdouts, et cetera. But, I think again, to your point, I'm not looking at the books, but the business decision has to be, you have to look at all your stakeholders. And those stakeholders are your fans. Those stakeholders are, you know, other owners. Those stakeholders are employees. Those stakeholders are clearly, you know, the government and the relationships you have to have with the community and in D.C. and Maryland and Virginia, and figure out what's going to be best for their investment. And by the way, that investment isn't just, you know, making a profit or maximizing profit each year. It's making sure that the value of the team increases. So if, you know, Harris ever sells it, you know, 20, 30 years from now, you know, he gets the huge return on investment that these guys are all anticipating. So, you know, it seems like they were on the right track. This has come up. They need to react and respond and be ready for any situation. But if I were a business owner, I wouldn't want to be changing my name every couple of years. Right. I'd want to have one name that I stick with for a very, very long time. And so my gut would tell me if we can figure out a way to work this out so that we maintain, you know, kind of the momentum we've built with this new name, and not kind of revisit old news, that seems to be the most likely or the best way to proceed, unless there's other factors that we're not thinking about.
The voice of George Perry, professor of sports marketing, School of Business, Christopher Newport, 22 years in the sports industry, and the VP strategic marketing at one point with the Redskins here on Grant and Danny. George, I know this is impossible to answer, but I just want whatever expertise or insight you could provide. The idea of companies being at odds with the team, as you said, that the biggest reason why they changed the name. Danny started the interview by suggesting the climate is a little bit different now, which seems fair. On top of that, Snyder's gone, and FedEx led the charge based on the fight between Smith, who tragically just passed away, and Dan as minority owner and owner. And on top of those things, now you would have, in this hypothetical, the president of the United States demanding that they change their name, basically. So is it possible that companies would no longer be threatening not to get on board, that Nike would sell their jerseys, that, you know, Northwest Stadium has no problems being Northwest, home of the Redskins? Like, has enough changed that wouldn't be a problem anymore, because that's the only reason that they changed the name, essentially?
I actually think that most companies would likely have concerns and would proceed with caution if the team reverted to the Redskins name, but not for the reasons that we might think. Not necessarily for the cultural reasons, or because they think it's a slur, and they might. I mean, that obviously is something that they would have to think about. But this becomes, you know, a political firestorm. And as a company who has many stakeholders that are probably on both sides of the aisle, you want to stay away from this. And there are other options out there. There are other ways to be a sponsor in the NFL or to be associated with the NFL. Remember, the main reason you're spending all these dollars to sponsor a team is for that brand association. And you want it to be a positive association, and you want your customers to think better of you because you're associated with this brand, or you want to attract new customers. And so that is what those business leaders are now would now have to look at. And again, same thing. While my gut tells me it might not be the best choice to be associated with the team if it changes its name, I can't go with my gut alone. Again, I have to go to the research. I have to pull my customers. I have to pull my employees. I have to see whether or not it's going to have a negative or a positive impact on revenue and on employee morale before I make that final decision.
Professor, enlightening. Really appreciate the time and energy. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me.
It's George Perry, 22 years of sports insight, and a former VP of strategic marketing with the Redskins here on Grant and Danny. You want to react to that? We want to hear from you next at 800-636-1067. Could we be at the risk of being stuck in the middle of a kind of political purgatory? Or are we already there at this point as fans of this football team?
They're throwing a football back and forth. Bad pun, but yeah.
Grant and Danny on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I think that most companies would likely have concerns and would proceed with caution if the team reverted to the Redskins name, but not for the reasons that we might think. Not necessarily for the cultural reasons or because they think it's a slur, and they might. I mean, that obviously is something that they would have to think about. But this becomes, you know, a political firestorm. And as a company who has many stakeholders that are probably on both sides of the aisle, you want to stay away from this.
It's a really good point I hadn't thought of, because there's some thought back of my head that maybe some of those companies that were playing hardball before, that all kind of locked arms and got together at a time where it was really easy to do that in the country, maybe they wouldn't do it now. Maybe right. They don't have the same venom toward the team because Dan Snyder's gone and Fred Smith's not there to bring people together. Or there's just a different feel in the country than in the summer of 2020.
Well, yeah, I didn't mean to cut you off. Companies are in it. This is a news update for everybody. Hope no one's offended. Companies are in it to make money. And they'll do whatever's convenient for the credit. In other words, like, nobody's actually going out and really doing a whole lot. They're like, the one day you'll plant a tree and everyone's like, we're so concerned about the climate, as like, they dump toxic waste into whatever. You know what I mean? Like, so whatever's going on, if the money's there, if people's interests are there, their proclivities are there, they'll be there too.
Yeah, they'll follow the cash. Mm-hmm. But his point is, this could become, this meaning the team, could become toxic enough from a political standpoint that you just don't want to be involved at a time of change. Whether that's the Commanders from Redskins, when people were going to, you know, a team that never won anything and was a bad product and that was going to have a smaller tent because a lot of fans were checking out and nobody wanted that name and it wasn't a good name. Or the other way, where you're going back to Redskins, which if you thought it was divisive before, now you're going to have the President of the United States standing in the middle of the stage, mm-hmm, as you unfurl and unveil the Redskins banner again. I don't know what kind of news or how often you guys are watching, but that doesn't normally bring people together at this point, politics being heavily involved. So you're going to have more dug-in people who are louder on both sides, the people that are happy that they got their team name back and the people that are livid, and whatever people thought it was bad before are going to think it's worse now. We're stuck in the middle of political purgatory. I really believe that. But his point is, if you're a company, you don't want anything.
You don't want any part of
that.
You want no part of that.
It's a lightning
rod. You want to just keep going, get your word out there on your terms, and just continue to rake money in. And that's not what this is.
Let's go to Aaron in Pittsburgh listening on the Odyssey app. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, Grant. Danny, thanks so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Hey, buddy.
Love you guys.
Thank you.
So I'm a lifelong fan up here, 40 years old, relocated to Pittsburgh, but born and raised in the Washington area. It's just crazy this argument's been going on for so long, but you really did bring on a great guest to help, like, you know, give us some behind-the-scenes stuff. I appreciated his point of view. But I think that it would have been great to ask him if Dan Snyder, like, did he sabotage this rebrand on his way out? Like, did he give us a terrible name that no one would feel satisfied with? It's almost the antithesis of the old name. It's almost like, it just feels really weird. Yeah. It just feels like no one can accept it. We can't move on. The fans were screaming loud for like one name. He couldn't accomplish it. He couldn't get the Red Wolves or anything like that done. And I just feel like we're still in purgatory here. Like, we still feel very uncomfortable with the new name. And it reminds us almost of the old name. It's almost like, oh, you were unsatisfied with like an oppressed people being on the helmet. Well, I will give you the oppressor instead. I will like commanders. What is a commander? Like,
it's Jaden Daniels,
I suppose. Yeah,
I appreciate the phone call. I mean, it's a name that is unpopular. It's more popular now than it was a year ago, and it was more popular a year ago than it was 2 years ago. And my guess is that's somewhat linear, that as time goes on, the further you get from Redskins. Like, I have a son who's 4 years old, and we have two helmets. You know, we have a Redskins helmet and we have a Commander's helmet. And so when he goes through his little game where he pulls out the 32 helmets, there's 33 in there, and he pulls out the Redskins helmet. He says Redskins. He knows what it is. I've got a lot of Redskins stuff in the house. But does he care that it's not Redskins? Not even a little bit. His generation's not going to.
Right.
So as people that are older become even more older, or just the way life works, like, they're not around anymore. And my son is now 20 and the guy going to games, and I'm too old and don't go to the games anymore. It's going to matter less and less and less.
Yeah, now, I know it's not the same, and it's a way bigger deal. More people care. But the same thing happened with Bullets and Wizards. You know, like, for a long time, I only call them the Bullets. And you had a lot of people that said that. And then you get, my son is 11 years old, has never been to a Bullets game. You know what I mean? Like, that occurred to me the other day, where he doesn't know any other different
world. Your son, I went to one. I mean,
right, there you go.
I was a Wizards fan, basically. I mean, I remember the Bullets faintly as a, like, whatever, 9-10-year-old, maybe a little younger, actually, probably 7 or 8 year old, when they played in the 98 playoffs, I think it was, against Chicago, maybe 97, right, with Chris Webber.
So much, like, Gennaro Pargo.
I had a Chris Webber number 2 Bullets jersey that was red hanging in my closet, I remember. I had a couple of basketball cards of, like, Tim Legler and stuff. But no, the team for me in 99 was the Wizards when I started going to games. And it was Juwan Howard and you know, that group of guys. Chris Webber was in Sacramento. Mitch Richmond was on the team at that point. But yeah, the Bullets meant nothing to me.
Right, so there's zero attachment to it, and eventually it wore everybody down. It's just fine, it's the stupid Wizards. And now you just live
in the
it.
Wizards my whole life.
Yeah, now again, it's not the same, but like, it's analogous to me.
David in Delaware, you're on Grant and Danny. What's up?
Hey guys, how are you doing today?
What's up, buddy?
I'm good, man. I think the main point that I want to bring in on this topic is just the whole politics of it. I love that you guys are emphasizing the fact that we just want to get back to the football, and that football should be the most important thing. And I do agree. I believe the outside noise that caused this change to happen in the beginning is, I mean, obviously what set this all off in the beginning. So in my opinion, I don't really get on the Redskins fan. I love the Redskins. I don't get on the people that are crying for the name to be bad, because it wasn't them that entered, you know, this whole political debate about a name. They weren't the ones that asked for this. They were probably sitting on their couches waiting for next Sunday to come up, and hopefully a Redskins game came on. And then we ended up fighting with Dan Snyder about, I mean, yeah, the changing of the names and everything.
Somebody said this to me really well. Thanks, at bud. One point. Thanks for the call. With the team. They said, we're the first team ever that was forced to change its name to a name nobody wanted, and to change the name from a name that everybody wanted to keep. Now, when they say everybody, they don't mean 100%, but they're talking about our fan base wanted to keep our name and didn't want us to change it, and no one else has ever really had to change it. The Indians did that overnight like this, and it was not based on pressure or their jerseys not being able to be sold or, you know, the progressive at Progressive Field saying we're not going to be on the stadium anymore. The owner just kind of got ahead of it, and one night called up someone and said, get Tom Hanks to
Tom
put
Hanks narrate
together.
This thing.
And they did it. But the Redskins are, to this moment, the only team in professional sports in the North American Big Four that has been forced to do it that way. So you're right. I mean, I understand the frustration. I'm with you. You know, it affected me more than I thought it was going to. I talk about this all the time. I at one point said, just change it. I'm tired of this. I'm over it. And now I don't like the new thing, and I miss Redskins more than I thought I would. And my fandom has been affected more than I thought it was going to be. I just also heard from enough people, I'm not even talking about like private conversations that I get to have, but on the record that matter, that say, move on, we're not changing the name back. So I did. To me, that you have two choices.
Right.
You can either like cover your ears and say la, 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 and stomp your feet like my four-year-old does, or you could just put your feet in front of the other and figure out a way to like the thing or don't, by the way. That's okay, too. You don't have to like it anymore.
Just whatever it is, act accordingly.
I've moved on. I don't love the name. I call them the Commanders. You know why? Because their team name's Commanders. Danny doesn't like the name. He refuses to say their name. I don't do that bit. I don't love that bit. You know, that's, I don't mind you doing it, but it's not for me. Mike Wise spent years advocating to change the name. You know, you won't say the team name. Like, there's different ways to do it. I just call them whatever they are, and when they stop being called that, I'll call them the next thing.
Right.
That's how I do it.
Yeah, we're all coping. We're all coming to terms with it, whatever it is, as best we can. It's so unique that the leader of the free world weighed in on this 12 years after it was more or less settled science. You know what I mean? In terms of like what we were going to do and how we're going to do it. I know 12 years is an exaggeration, but it's...
I was going to say, where's the 12 years?
Well, just
from
the last time we were like, what should they change it to? Like one of these times it came up and we're like, I've decided I never want to talk about this again. Little did I know we were going to do it, you know, in this capacity.
Well, it also felt like, I think it was the guest we just had on, George Perry, who said this, but it kind of felt like this was done. I mean, there are holdouts. Well, the people in that you see on Twitter.
Send me that same petition 1,000 times.
Exactly. But that's not, you know, that's just agitating, like you can find for anything. But the polling is going up and up and up on Commanders, and they had this big season, and the team, after initially not weighing in, has weighed in very strongly over and over again that they're not changing the name. And it was 24 hours ago, more sure than ever before, that the name is going to be the name, and now the president's going, you know that stadium you guys are obsessed with that you really, really want? You can only have it if you change the name back. Wait, I'm sorry. What did just say? And now it just feels like it's a thing again. I mean, here we are, as you said, talking about it on the eve of training camp in 2025. 800-636-1067. Is there a possibility to actually have anything happen based on what Trump said from a name standpoint? And why would you be confident that this wouldn't just be this pendulum swinging thing that changes as the culture does and as the country reacts every 4 and 8 years as we swing back and forth in a two-party system? You're listening to The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents.
As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
There was a caller last segment that asked, we kind of skipped past it, but he said, did Dan do this on purpose? There are actual people that have that conspiracy theory that he was actually involved in picking Commanders, but I don't think he was. But regardless, picked a really bad name, and like he's on a yacht somewhere, and this is his laugh.
Like cackling
the
somewhere,
day of the NFC Championship game, he's crying and wiping his tears, you know, with his nice Louis Vuitton sweater or whatever. But this is his win.
Twisting his mustache, like
fighting over the name that was left behind as he departed. Let's go to Andre and Manassas on Grant and Danny. Dre, we just talked to a former VP of marketing for the team, tried to get some insight on whether or not there's actually any legitimacy to the possibility that they could go back to Redskins. What did you make of that?
You know, I mean, it's funny. That kicker they signed from Miami, when they found out he had some kind of like sexual harassment claim, in like 2 seconds he was cut, he was gone off the team. The president said what he said going on 48 hours. Remember, it's crickets. You would think that the team, if there wasn't no there, they would have said, thank you, Mr. President. We truly appreciate, you know, your input. But alas, the team name will remain the same. You haven't heard that yet. I don't know what that means, but I would think they would have said something already. And, you know, the one thing that's always rubbed me the wrong way about the name change originally, you know, at the end of the day, it was like 4 or 5 billionaires who were basically said, hey, we don't like this guy, Dan Snyder. We're going to campaign, make an effort to change the name. And, you know, those 4 or 5 billionaires won. And I've always thought it was bad because, you know, people are – but that proxy offense has always just pissed me off. I'm offended for you, even though the people aren't necessarily offended. And I think ultimately, I do think the name is gone. I don't think it's ever going to come back. But if there was ever a way, I would think it would have to be a united front by our Native Americans who came together and said, hey, we want this name. After everything we've been through in this country's history, this is what we want. And, you know, perhaps people would, you know, acquiesce to the demands of the folks who, again, if they're not offended, why should we be?
Dre, thank you, buddy. I want to do the first part that he said. Why hasn't the team responded? There's no good response. Either you get on board and say, we agree with you, sir, or you're now inviting a firestorm. It's the same thing years ago. Remember when they decided, instead of just sitting there and doing nothing, they were like, you know what? We're going on the offensive. We're going to create something called Redskins Facts, and we're going to give interviews everywhere and trot out Lanny Davis and anybody you could think of to tell you why the name is great. And now you put yourself on the exact same level as like a small group of folks that are yelling at you about it. All you have to do is nothing. Take the air out of the ball, so to speak. And they made the mistake of engaging. And once you engage, now you've made it part of the public sphere. There's no upside in them responding on this, in my view.
If you go fight Trump on this, you're going to lose. What they're doing...
Because there's no winning there.
Well, exactly. He has three different avenues to put a complete stop to your stadium deal. I think you just kind of ignore him, and you hope he forgets he ever tweeted it. He's popping off 50 tweets a day on different things. I don't know how many of them he really cares about, but this is kind of what he does, right? He agitates, and he's throwing stuff out there that a lot of people will like and high-five about and kind of trolling other people that they won't like, and he's okay with that too. But I think there's no reason to react to it, if we're being honest. Mm-hmm. Like, he's like, well, why haven't they said anything? What would they come out and say? We're not changing the name? And then he digs in further and pops off. You think he's not sending another tweet?
Right.
Bet you would. And again, he now holds...
He's got a bigger stick.
The blueprint
yeah.
in his hand to your stadium deal. So you need to basically get him on the same side as you behind the scenes, which I'm sure they're working to do in some capacity, you know, privately in the shadows. Let's go to Luke in Fredericksburg. What's up, Luke?
Hey, thank you guys for taking my call.
Hey, buddy.
And Grant, I have to say, go Eden State Seals.
Oh, let's go. The back-to-back RSL district champions in 98-99, I believe it was.
Mm.
I still have the shirt. Hey, what I wanted to say mainly was that I think that this is a very, very dangerous precedent to set if you are going to appease this kind of demand. I don't think you're paying attention at all to the current political state that we're in if you don't think that this would be step one. If a year from now, say, Jaden Daniels goes to a protest that doesn't align with the beliefs of somebody who's in charge of our country, then why is it not then cut Jaden Daniels or you don't get a stadium deal? So I think that this is an opportunity to maybe put their foot down and say, no, this is what we do. We do this here and you do that there. I don't like the idea of appeasing this at all.
Forget about the specifics of the example. The point I think is 100% right on. Because again, let's just say for the sake of argument, however many years from now, once again, I am asking all football teams, you cannot play in a publicly financed stadium. Now what do we do? We got a new rule. 4 years after that, whatever impression I'll have to learn how to do. That guy's going, teams can only play. You don't open the door to this, even if you like this.
You got a Donald Trump Jr. over there?
Seriously.
You got a Josh Shapiro working?
I don't yet. I only...
Yeah, the precedent to me of... Again, everyone's okay with it as long as it's the thing you want.
Right.
Right? So you're totally cool right now with the... This is what... I mean, this is going to sound dumb because I'm just going to say what's happening. But if you close your eyes and just picture it, it does sound pretty stupid. The president of the United States demanding that a football team in the NFL changes their name. That's what we're talking about right now. And I think because people like me wish the name was the Redskins and would like it to be Redskins, we're going... That'd be kind of awesome if they changed their name because he said so.
Yeah, what if he's like, tomorrow he's like, the Texans should actually be the Oilers, and that's where they play. And next thing you know, are we doing that now? Do we have to?
That's just a thing? This isn't the first time, by the way. There's a lot of this now where it's like, this is what you're going to do, and everyone's cool with it when it aligns with what they want in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
But fast forward a couple of years to here. You will now be called the Commanders. You're going to be Commanders again, as long as I say so. It just flips now. You know, the people that are angry are happy. The people that are happy that are angry. You can live long enough, and you can just... It's a cycle, man. It's comical. Everyone doesn't want anyone to have a take until you say the thing they like, and they're like, actually, you don't have to shut up and dribble. What'd you just say? Say it louder.
Say it more.
You have a microphone?
You know, I've long said that. It's the... Everybody's always like, people need to speak up. You need to speak out. You don't want to hear you want to hear people agree with you very loudly that have a bigger voice than you do.
He's Danny. I'm Grant. This is The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.